I've seen this building totally full. I've seen it totally empty. I've seen it when it was barren. I've been here through a bunch of seasons. What I'm feeling right now, this is our hub church. Right? It's actually the flagship church of Eagle Worldwide. Because it's at the hub. It's the center for our international Eagle Worldwide office, our Canadian office, and the worldwide center that we touch everything with. And it's also, pound for pound, the most impactful church in the ministry. There is, and we have some wonderful churches that are much bigger in numbers, much more prosperous financially, in much more affluent communities, but nobody is as impactful as you are. Amen. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, nobody has a church like the Revival Center.
Amen.
This is an outreach place that is totally outrageous for outreach.
Amen.
You know, not only are you tied to the core of Eagle Worldwide and whatever we do, because the administrative offices are here, the hub of the whole ministry is here, the accounting department, and the head of the accounting department is Sister Denise and Brother Joe. And I look at the maturity, the inner group that you have in the house. It's an amazing place. I can't understand why I see empty and barren places. I look at who else is here, and most of our core leaders that are here on the inside, maybe half of them attend the church here. And then we have the largest outreach that Eagle Worldwide has domestically in Canada. It's totally linked to this house, which is the Kingsway Center, part of our community enrichment program, where we feed maybe 150 people every day that we're open, constant outreach and winning souls and touching people, the wounded, the broken, the lost, the outcast of the city. Now, every one of our churches has some kind of outreach, but nobody has one like the Kingsway. That Kingsway Center is the most impactful spiritual outreach center in the entire city. There are some places that serve more food, maybe a couple places that give more clothing, but I don't think so. Maybe some that maybe distribute more furniture. I know that there's at least one that distribute more furniture. But nobody sees more people get saved, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost, transformed by the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
You have the most impactful one spiritually in the entire city. There's over 500,000 people in this city. I can't help but say the potential that's here. And what we're doing to touch it. Not only do you have outreach that's domestic, but you also have some other outreach that goes out of this place. This is the hub for our foreign mission fields.
Amen.
And the finances flow through here, and the administration and the oversight of our bases in other parts of the world come right through here. Our media department is housed here.
Wow.
Right? I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff about this place that's outrageous. How about Leo and Ruth, foreign missionaries? Every, I don't know how many nations she's been through, but every year she goes to a bunch of nations. You have both domestic and foreign missions and outreach touching and changing lives. Your impact, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, cannot be matched anywhere in this city or anywhere in Eagle Worldwide, which is the fastest growing ministry in Canada.
Now,
amen.
I got some other things on my heart when I look. I'm thinking, ew, what's going on? We got Sister Charlene has outreach to the prisons and the people who are released and second tier life. Glory to God. You know, then we got Roger the Dodger, the good brother, outreach to the seniors community, and he is part of reaching a number of seniors and going out there. I mean, you know, when you go into the seniors home, that's like Joe's Bar, last call. Somebody said,
yeah. Amen.
And they reach them both in song and in deed. And they touch them in a dramatic way. So you catch them coming and going, dude. This is a great house. And I look at the core and I see the potential in the core. It's phenomenal. Sometimes you can get so focused on everywhere else that you lose the focus on you. And my word for you today is focus on you.
Yeah.
Focus on the house. Build, go with purpose. Don't lose your root, don't lose your base, don't lose your focus. You've got to build the house. You got to keep mama strong.
Amen.
I say you got to keep mama strong.
Amen.
You got great potential leaders that come in the house. It's time for launching, releasing, empowering, impacting, and everything we do. We got a major outreach coming up in September at Page Park. We'll probably have 1,000 or 1,500 people that we reach out to feed and sit. And when you're there, make sure that the Revival Center is there in full force. Not just reaching out and feeding them, but promoting the Revival Center. Now, I just told you some things. I tell you what, I ain't even much of a promoter. There's not much of a promotion. But I tell you, if you can't promote this church and the gospel message that is preached and taught here and the impact that this church has in the city, you cannot promote the gospel.
Amen.
Because you have, this is a tremendous product. If you can't promote this, you're not promoting the gospel. Because this is the gospel in action on the streets and in the nations, and as a core, administratively, with an apostolic focus. If you can't promote that, you ain't into promoting the gospel. People get saved, delivered, and healed, reaching out all over the place. Hello?
Amen.
Now it's your turn. You say, well, promote, that might be worldly. I'm on the board, maybe 9 church boards, 8 or 9 church boards. Over the years, and every one of them, the first statement when you get your governmental statement says to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you can't promote the gospel that's preached and lived from here, then you're not promoting the gospel.
Amen.
Build the house.
Amen.
I said, build the house.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm fine for out there, but I want you to build the house. I want you to focus on building the house. It's your time. It's your season. Build the house.
Amen.
You know what the word of the Lord? Build the house.
Amen.
You got the building down pat. Now it's time to build.
Amen.
All right, that'd be the word of the Lord.